on the core value of justice. I get to lead orientation for new caregivers in a number of different settings. And going over the core values, one time we were asking the new folks, you know, which value jumps out at you first? And people have wonderful answers. But months ago, somebody spoke up and said, I don't really understand justice in the context of healthcare. I want to invite you all this afternoon to focus and think about justice in your context for a few minutes. A few years ago, two kids were caught vandalizing cars at a dealership in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They dented quite a few cars, jumped on the roofs, broke windshields, caused somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000 in damages. The owner of the dealership was a guy named Mike Schulte. And when he first saw the security footage, he planned to press charges like anyone would until he found out how young the kids were. One of them was 14, the other was 10 years old. And because of Mike's own past, he knew that if they ended up in the system, it would ruin their lives. Quite possibly. So he went and talked to the 14-year-old, who seemed genuinely sorry about it. And after that talk, Mike decided not to press charges. And he agreed to cover all of the damages himself. Talking to the children, Mike also learned their mom was disabled and the apartment that they lived in was a dump. He learned that the kids had to walk 3 miles to school. So Mike had a choice. He decided that he would work with them, and he helped them over some time to find a newer, safer apartment to live in at the same rent cost. Mike bought the kids each a bus pass and a bike to get to school and around. Then he went a step farther, and he offered them a job washing cars on the weekends at his dealership. They agreed that some of the money the kids made would go to the damages and some the kids would get to keep. The local news picked up the story, and later on he told the news that just knowing someone cared has already started to turn the kids' lives around. And so he made a commitment to keep helping them until they each graduated high school. Mike, in that story, that true story, had a choice of what kind of justice to pursue. You see, there's crime and punishment justice, you know, eye for an eye. That leaves everyone blind. It's also called retributive justice. But the dealership owner chose another kind of justice. He chose restorative justice. It's the kind of action that costs something. But in the end, everyone is elevated. The kind of justice which Providence takes from the Christian tradition is restorative justice. It's found in many of the world's religions. And it's a move toward healing for the victim and the offender. In the Christian scriptures, Jesus speaks about retributive justice when he says famously, "You've heard it said, an eye for an eye. But I say to you, if someone strikes you on the right cheek, offer them the left." I want to tell you one more story. If you don't know me, my name is Nathan Rogers. I'm a mission leader. I work at Providence Alaska Long-Term Care up in Anchorage, Alaska. Several years ago at this ministry, before I joined working here, there was a campus-wide event. And after the event, there was leftover food. They had bought quite a bit of food, and it was being stored in one of the director's offices. And someone went into that office later on when it was locked and stole some of the food. there was security footage and leadership discovered who it was, and it was clear the person knew they were taking something not meant for them. So the leadership at this ministry had a choice. Retributive justice or restorative justice. They saw somebody stealing, but they also saw somebody needed food. And if one of our caregivers was struggling with food insecurity, others may be also. So in the end, no punishment was brought. Instead, leadership here decided to try and address the root cause, not the symptom. And what did we do? We opened up a food pantry on campus. Such a simple but profound gesture. Our food pantry runs today. It's from caregivers for caregivers. It's anonymous. There's no forms or formal structure, just food. Caregivers can bring and make donations to the food pantry. Others can go in and take what they want when they want. There's a reminder that goes out in our newsletter when supplies get low, and it often quickly gets restocked up. Visiting the food pantry is part of our orientation for new caregivers when we bring them on a tour. They chose restorative justice. It costs something. It costs not pursuing retributive justice, but it elevates the dignity of everyone involved. So my question for you all here today is, where do you see justice being lived out in your ministries, in your context, on your teams? And where do you see a turn toward restorative justice within your own heart? I'll leave you with that to reflect on. Thanks, everybody.